104.9.
98-58, the final score tonight. Emporia State with a victory over the Bethel Thrashers. Time now to select our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And I'm going to hand those honors out to Faith Paramore tonight, who has 20 points, 6 rebounds to go along with a couple of assists and a steal. She was 3 for 3 from the free throw line, 3 for 5 from beyond the arc, 7 of 14 shooting the ball. Faith, it had to feel good to finally see the three-point shot fall for you.
Yeah, I haven't been shooting the ball like how I can this season, so it was good to see a couple fall this game and kind of get me going.
You know, we talked with Coach about this, and this is one of those games to knock the rust off after the Christmas break, and I made the comment during the broadcast, hopefully that the rust off the Christmas break and maybe the a little bit of rust from the first part of the season where shots just weren't quite falling, and hopefully tonight is one of those games, as somebody once used the term, prime the pump, and hopefully the shots will continue to fall for you.
Yeah, it was good to see shots fall from the three, obviously, but it was also good to see get me some post-ups and get me some scores around the bucket and just score at all three levels instead of just rely on shooting.
Well, Coach told you during shoot-around today you should play this game with respect. Respect this game. I thought you guys did that tonight.
Yeah, the beginning was a little shaky, but second half we definitely came out with some energy and played how we should have.
Well, when you had – Coach was able to use a lot of players tonight, and when you see your teammates, you know, basically keep playing at the same level you were and kept the game going, that had to be good to see the teammates have some success.
Yeah, that was awesome to see. Kylie put some shots in, Elizabeth Milligan put some shots in, and obviously like the rest of our starters and stuff as well. Yeah, because we play against these guys every day in practice, and we know what they can do. Like, everyone can shoot it top to bottom. They can rebound it. They hustle. So it was really good to see them have some success tonight.
To be able to play somebody who doesn't really know what you're going to do. In practice, players know exactly what you're going to do. And that might maybe cause the practice to maybe look, for lack of a better term, muddied up. Maybe not as crisp as some people would think it would be. But when you're playing somebody that really doesn't know how to defend you or what to expect from you, I thought that was a big plus for you guys tonight to really settle down and say, okay, we're playing against somebody that doesn't know what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and just to be able to run the stuff that you wanted to run and to see how you can do it.
Yeah, we definitely used like our size and athleticism better in the second half. We had a big advantage there, so we used that better in the second half. But yeah, in practice, it's hard to score sometimes when you have people like cheating plays, and you know we all know what we're running, so that's fun to like get in game settings when they don't know exactly what you're going to do.
So are you starting to get the feel for the style of play that Coach Wynn is asking?
Yeah, we play really fast and pressing and stuff, so it's been fun to just kind of like this first semester before break, you know, kind of just get into the groove of things with games, you know, and again, like seeing shots fall tonight a little better, just for me individually, like really helps just like confidence and just overall the aspect of the game.
Well, you guys have 4 conference games coming up here in the next 5 days. 8 days, I should say. 8 days. You know, Coach made the comment, you'd rather play than practice. So you're going to get to play some basketball.
Yeah, we were talking about that, I think, last night or something like that. Some of us girls were together we were all together at team dinner, and we were talking. We're like, man, we have a ton of games in about 10 days coming up here. So, but that's exciting. Less practice, you know. It's about, we play a game, one day at practice, play another one. So that's fun. Like, that's a fun part about the season.
Well, congratulations on the effort tonight. Congratulations on the win. Keep it going. And good luck Saturday at Newman.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Faith Paramore joining us here on postgame. Again, she scores 20 points for Emporia State in 21 minutes and 51 seconds on the floor. Shoots 50% from the floor, 7 of 14. She's 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Also has 6 rebounds, 4 of them offensive and 2 defensive. And we have selected her as our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
Did you know that 80%